So hope and optimism ahead of this game. Here is O'Gara now, plays the ball square out to Smith. Smith plays the ball long towards the edge of Bradford's penalty area. Back into the penalty area. It's going to break for Chambers. Oh, a good save by the goalkeeper there, Hannah Richards. But a good opportunity early doors. But it's a free kick to FC. Chambers to take. She goes for goal. I thought she would. And it hits Marsh. She couldn't get out of the way. But it breaks to Hartley. Off the bar. Good save by the goalkeeper. I'm not too sure she knew much about it, to be honest. But she did enough to keep it out. FC United really unlucky there not to break the deadlock. Oh, Bradford here. This is looking ominous. Good save, though, by Chloe Ainsworth. Stoob there was onside. It was a good through ball by Bradford. But we mentioned it earlier, you know, once the back line's broken for FC United, they've still got to beat the goalkeeper. Ainsworth there, a cracking one-on-one save. Maver down the right-hand side, looking to play a ball down the line there, but Russell cuts it out. Ball stays in play. Smith, infield to Kennelly now. Kennelly on the halfway line, into Bradford's half, looking to switch play here. Finds Chambers on the left-hand side. Chambers takes it in a stride, one-on-one. Yeah. A fantastic finish by Kirsty Chambers. And what a ball, though, Paul. What a ball to find her. Great stuff. 1-0, 27 minutes played.
Well, she peeled away there on the far side, and she was well spotted, and the pass was good enough. The defence was a bit asleep, really, letting her run in behind. And once she got into the box, it was an unerring finish into the far corner, as we expect from Kirsty these days.
Alicia, that was deserved, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We've been on top for a while now. It was coming. Very cool and collective finish as well. Nice ball from Eve.
And you were saying, Paul, wouldn't it would be really good if we scored first?
I think it's important because we've always gone behind this season, and this will give them a bit of confidence, I think. They're actually in front.
Here's Hayes. Out to Donnellan. Donnellan, long ball. One bounce, and it's going to get to Chambers. Misread there by Thomas. Chambers got loads of time. Hartley's in the box. Hartley's going to get this ball, surely! And just before half-time, FC United make it 2-0. Chambers getting the ball, loads of time. Hartley completely free, 7 yards out or so. And it's 2-0, Paul.
They paid dearly for not cutting out the ball down the line there that Kirsty gleefully rounded on, with Akers. And this time, unlike the last time, the cutback was perfect, and Hartley was rewarded for the run into the box where she was unmarked and tucked it away.
There we go, Alicia. There's your goal before half-time.
We needed that. We definitely needed it. I think it just settles us a bit more as well. We know what we need now. We just need more goals, more attacking.
And it comes towards the edge of FC United's penalty area. O'Gara, no-nonsense clearance. Hartley, can she control it and cause some problems on the counter? No, it's cleared. On as far as O'Gara. O'Gara looking to find Chambers. That was the ball. It was well defended. Kennelly finds Hartley. Hartley looking to find Chambers again. Opts instead to find Davis on the right. Davis can cross this ball in. Oh, it nearly finds its way over the line. And Richards clears it on a near post. Only as far as Hartley now. Hartley. O'Gara. Oh, and a third goal would have been good before half time, but Bradford rode out that storm. But that was close at half time there, Paul, to a third.
Yeah, it was rather desperate goalkeeping by Hannah Richards there to keep out the ball coming in, but Bradford are two down at half time and a lot of hard work to do to get back into this.
And here's Hunt now on the left hand side of FC United's penalty area, bringing the ball out now on the halfway line with O'Gara. O'Gara turns and passes into space for Chambers to run onto. Can Chambers keep the ball in play? Oh, yes, she can. Flag stays down. Chambers now from the left. Cross comes into Hartley! 3-0 in the third minute of the second half. And, well, good stuff that, Alicia, wasn't it, really?
Very good play.
I was looking over on the far side. The linesman was toying with the idea of putting his flag up, saying the ball had gone out of play. Obviously, Chambers kept it in, and that meant Chambers had time to find Hartley in the box. Hartley couldn't miss from that position. It was a fantastic ball, and 3-0 cleared by Mava. Great ball to find Hartley, actually.
Nice.
Hartley holds it up and distributes it right into the path of Chambers, who's now motoring over the halfway line. Chambers, is she going to give it back to Hartley? It's going to get to Hartley. Oh, and it was straight at the goalkeeper.
The hat trick was on.
That'd have been a hell of a 1-2 between Chambers and Hartley, wouldn't it?
If she'd rifled that into the roof of the net, it would have been a terrific moment.
So a free kick. It's midway inside FC United's half. If Chambers was taking this, it'd be shootable. I think Zoe Roberts is very capable from this distance, based on her previous free kicks in this game. It's four plays in the wall for FC United. It's about 13 yards out of the penalty area. Dead centre. Roberts with this free kick. Goes for goal. Oh, it hits the bar. And that bar is rattling. And Ainsworth might have just got a hand to it, but I think it was directly on the bar. And the score remains 3-0. But Bradford still on the attack here. Shot comes in. It's going to be comfortable. Alicia, we saw that coming, didn't we? It was a great free kick.
Really good free kick. I think Chloe might have just tipped it onto the bar.
Free kick taken, headed clear by FC United. Now in midfield, Davis gets the ball back. Davis now looking for that run of Cunliffe. It's a good ball. Cunliffe's got some space to move into. On the right-hand side now of Bradford's penalty area. Into the penalty area. Played towards the back post. There's Davis. Oh, and she was stumbling before the ball got to her. And struggled to get a balance. In the end, she got a shot away. But wide it goes. This is it's about 6 yards outside the penalty area. Left of centre. And it's Zoe Roberts to take. We're into the approaching the 89th minute of this game. Four players in the wall. And it comes. Oh, and that's a fantastic free kick from Zoe Roberts. We're right behind that one. That was Pez stuff, wasn't it? That was brilliant from Zoe Roberts. The warning signs were there about 10 minutes ago, Alicia.
Yeah, 100%. We didn't need to give... Well, I'm not sure we did give a free kick there, but we didn't need to be so on top of the players at that point. It's too dangerous around that area. And we've seen from before that she hit the bar, so we knew how good she was at free kicks.